This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. That's a fact, Jack. Remember Bill Murray saying that? And what was that name of that movie? Anyway, you can call in area code 5. That's a wrong area code. 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. We just had Tana Gertz. Tana, like Montana. Tana Gertz here, Trump surrogate. She's going to be working with closely and intimately with the president on the 2020 campaign. We're going to try and make her like a regular person here on the show. This was her second appearance, and she will be coming back to us in a little bit later. Anyway, so she's going to be working on the 2020 campaign. Where's the 2018 campaign? It's still here. That sort of thing is really, really moving along. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff here to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The big time is here. New California, it is going to be an absolute marvelous situation in New California. So anyway, join up. We're going to get your information out to you about your county people and all that other good stuff. And so you can go to a place to sign up to become part of New California. Okay, other things that are happening in our world. Don't you just love it when, well, the world starts to take off on you? Mm-hmm. A little bit of information about what's going on in New Mexico. This is something that's all kind of near and dear to our hearts because we were definitely involved with schools here on this radio show and school shootings and things like that and how to prevent them and stop them. But anyway, learning that there was a camp, an encampment out there in New Mexico, which is actually training, grooming kids to become nice little monstrous murderers, right? That place Well, it's been torn down. They've been tearing it down and cleaning it up. I think there's going to be some cleanup that's going to go along there. It's pretty amazing what they did. The thing that bothers me about this whole thing, when you go out to the desert and you cut up pristine desert, it leaves a real scar. And, of course, these people that are wanting to kill us and so on by these school shootings, same kind of that want to preserve the environment, right, they say? Wow. There's something wrong with that picture. I guess it's preserve the environment, well, when you want it for a political reason, not necessarily sincerity. Anyway, that kind of disturbs me. As I look at this area, it's out in northern New Mexico, almost at the Colorado border, very, very desolate area out there, and they came in and just bladed the desert. You know, it's kind of a high desert, so there's real plant life and everything, and just it's a huge scar out there. Now, I don't want people are going to go settle out there, live out there, you know, get away, be off, you know, off the grid. But you know, I'm a biologist. Come on, I lived in the desert. I worked in the desert for years. I get it. It's a wonderful place when you're there all the time, 24/7. Not so much, but and you have places to get away to. But the beauty of the desert is undeniable, in my opinion. The beauty, it absolutely is. And we have been so blessed in this country. See, this is when the environmental wacko thing comes out in me. When I see this kind of scarring, indiscriminate destruction of the environment, I have a problem with that. And of course, that's what has happened to the Mojave Desert in general. Should I talk about the Chinese and all the different solar arrays that they have out there, which, by the way, don't generate squat in terms of any meaningful power? Why? Because, you know, gee, the wind does blow in the desert. And if you know anything about the desert is wild. And by the way, the wind does blow in the desert in the afternoon. And when the wind blows, the dust blows, and dust settles on the solar panels. And they have to be washed with water to clean them, to make them efficient. Now, I don't know about you, the desert, it's called the desert for a reason. You know, those solar panels, they need hydration too. They're living things. They have rights. Give them water. Okay, how's that going to happen? You see what I'm saying? So they've destroyed this desert out there. The Chinese have. So that, and they think they own the desert out there. I think they own America. And then, of course, that's not the case. But, anyway, I'm digressing because I'm just thinking about it. So they destroy this area. And this is what I guess I'm really upset about. They have this training camp out there. They've destroyed the desert. That desert's going to take thousands of years to regrow to its natural state. Yeah, that's my point. You know, it truly, if you think like I do, like a real biologist, like a real environmentalist who cares about the environment, you can see there's a big distinction between me and a globalist, a global warming person, an environmental wacko. Carbon trading anybody? Carbon credits? All that stuff. I'm completely opposed to any of that. I know. Here's another one. How about you want to buy a property and you destroy the land and then you have to go buy another? Well, you have to pay for that. You have to pay for that destruction and buy and set aside land that someplace else that will never be developed. Right. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, that's another little thing. But anyway, California is burning. Why? Because of rewilding. This is the thinking that goes on. Follow my logic here. I'm trying to get you to someplace. They're just the crazies go and destroy the desert. Why? Because in the name of Allah, they're going to kill kids in schools. Okay, great. You got your training camp? Freedom of speech and freedom of Second Amendment. All that good stuff, right? All that good stuff. Now, we got California fires going on. And where are these fires? All these fires happen to be in rural New California. I wonder what's up with that. Are they... and by the way, I thought they wanted to preserve all that, right? They want to preserve all that. They want to preserve that desert land where they made that training camp. And they want to preserve all the rural areas of California where all these forests are and where all the chaparral land is, all those rolling hills with grasses and beautiful areas with rivers and streams and gold and uranium and natural gas and oil and ports and streams. See, they want to preserve all that, but it's burning. And why is it burning? Well, it's burning because why? These fires are set deliberately by human beings. And why would they do such a thing? It's all about disaster capitalism. What's that? Oh, it's all about Jerry Brown. Haven't you heard? He's the governor of California. And what Jerry Brown, he's a wacko environment. He's so wacko, he was able to get a third and fourth term as governor. That's how wacko Jerry Brown is. And in this, the third and fourth term of, he has absolutely, totally destroyed California environmentally. Of course he has, because he can. But no, he's done it because he needs the money. You see, with all these natural disasters, there's money. Billions of dollars from the federal government. And what is Jerry Brown doing? He's doing that. He's destroying California to save it. Get it? He's destroying California to save it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We'll take your calls, 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Agenda.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The situation with fires in California gets worse and worse and worse. And let's see if we got a little clip going on here. Largest fire in California ever keeps growing as wild as winds fan flames. Here we go. See if we got something going on here. Looks like we do. This is one of these Los Angeles Times. A ranch fire has consumed more than 314,000 acres. The ranch fire. Huh. One fireman dead. Yeah. This is sad. So this is, thanks for nothing there, guys. yeah, great, great. We'll replay that one. Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, it says the ranch fire, ranch fires in Mendocino. In Mendocino. It says the largest fire in California history's continued to grow Thursday while firefighters work to protect threatened communities. This is from the LA Times. Crews are on especially high alert this week after a firefighter who traveled from Draper City, Utah to help battle the blaze died Monday while working on an active stretch. We always talk about having our head on a swivel, but when you're out on the fire line, because things could change, it could happen right there in a snap of your fingers, said Trevor Pappas, a firefighter with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. You have to have a plan A, B, C, and D, and sometimes E and F and G. I didn't mean to say it like that, you know. Every 5 or 10 minutes, firefighters in the line are encouraged to look up, look around, and make a sound. Says conditions have been ripe for the erratic fire behavior that has led to the explosive growth of the ranch fire along with the river fire that makes up 365,000, there's some other numbers there, acre Mendocino complex fire. The days are so hot and dry that whenever gains firefighters see overnight, when the humidity goes up, quickly fade away. When the sun hits the fuels and sucks the moisture out lately, winds have started to pick up at around 5 p.m., gusting to be between 15 and 25 miles an hour. That will really push a fire on Earth. No person on Earth runs 25 miles an hour, Pappas said. We all want to go home at the end of the day. Residents around Clear Lake, now this is Mendocino County Lake area, have been allowed to return home, but new evacuation orders were announced in the last few days for communities to the east and west of Mendocino National Forest, including Stony Ford, where really, well, see, I'm very familiar with this area, Stony Ford, Lagoda, and Potter Valley. That presents another challenge for firefighters, unlike the Clear Lake area, which is fairly accessible by road. These communities are further into the forest and surrounded by more rugged, trust me, it's very rugged there. Been out there many times, many times. It's very, very rugged. Wright said the persistent low humidity has allowed the fires to continue growing by 9,000 to 4,000 acres on Tuesday to 1,300 acres on Monday. On Wednesday, firefighters were expecting to get a break in the hot weather, and of course that didn't happen. Temperatures were expected to drop and humidity levels to increase Wednesday and Thursday, he said. Nighttime humidity rose significantly Tuesday. Firefighters didn't, this is now the other day, so it's we're kind of stretching it out here. They don't have anything there. This is all big stuff, of course. This is my neck of the woods. This is where I'm at here in Northern California. This is big stuff in a big fire. We have a lot of smoke out where I'm at. Last few days it's been clear because the wind patterns have been shifting. Of course, these wind patterns are clearly modified by geoengineering. This is the whole thing here. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it because I'm going to. We're going to go to the map, if you will. Not a map. We're going to go to Cal Fire. Anybody can do this, by the way, if you have a on a website. You can go to Cal Fire and you can see for yourself what's going on with the ranch fires. So Cal Fire, let's type it in right now. A little bit of it's real simple. Cal Fire. Cal Fire, and you get through the Cal Fire thing, I think. No, you don't. Okay, well, you don't. How's this? No. Okay, we'll get this anyway. Cal Fire Home, and what they do is they give you statistical data on the web. Now, why they haven't, listen, I'm serious. Why they haven't taken down this site, these sites, I do not know. And because there's pretty good data here, actually. The whole system hasn't been compromised. There is good data. They do change and alter some things, I know, because I've watched it, so that it's all good in the hood, if you know what I mean. For the ranch fire, incident information. Get the latest information on major incidents. Okay. Colusa County evacuation. Ah, here we go. It says river fire. Stone Fire, River Fire, Tulare County. That's a different river fire. Let's go to, Cal Fire, Mendocino. Here we are. It says Cal Fire, Mendocino. All right, here we go. Mendocino evacuation, hashtag Mendocino. All right, we're going to get you the data. So you can, what I'm trying to bore down to is they always list the cause of the fire. Well, not always. Sometimes it's just unknown, you know, that sort of thing. Here we go. Yeah, you have to, if you do these things right, you have to get to the right places at the right times and all that good stuff. And we're trying to do that right now. Of course, it's not working. They make it so difficult. But anyway, the vast majority of these fires have no cause. That's the fact. That's the problem. Now, I don't know because we've been harping on the radio. I don't know because I haven't checked in the last several days if they've taken all that stuff down about, you know, what the fire's all about and what's happening. That is what is that could be a possible problem. So California statewide map. Aha, here we go. Now we're getting to some where we can get up here to Mendocino and see what happens. These are all the fires, like I said. Open full view. We want the full view so we can get this. The Mendocino Ranch Complex Fire. About 400,000 acres up to. Let's see. Got that. We got all that. No cause yet. No cause. Okay, there's no cause. Because there's no cause. I'm telling you, there's no cause because there is no cause. That's part of the problem. They don't list the cause. Now, how do you know what started the fire? Or how do you know you got this fire and you have no possible idea how it started? Yet, now, coincidentally, all over the state, within about a week, the whole state's ablaze. Why? And most of these things, nobody has a cause. What's up with that? I mean, you have 27, 28, I don't know, 30-some fires now. And there's no causes. In a couple of incidents, they have one guy who said they don't even know, really. They're holding this guy, holding a guy. They said they started the fire deliberate. We don't know. I mean, I'd really like to know for sure. Wouldn't you? At least have some certainty. But they can't even take a wild at. I'm sorry, a guess. Well, let me help you out. We do know from evidence. I mean, all you need to do is ask your fellow fighter fighters what they think. They'll tell you. They're man-made by us, human beings. Why?
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm being persistent. Trying to pull up all the facts that I can about what's going on up here in the ranch fire. Start date, July 27th. Latest update, August 16th, 8:32 a.m. 3 minutes ago. County Colusa, Lake, and Mendocino County, all part of New California. 317,000 acres, 69% contained. Structures threatened, 1,025. Structures destroyed, 147 residences and 118 others. Evacuation, 8:16 a.m. Evacuation areas reduced to Colusa County. That's where Jerry Brown's ranch is. By the way, his family ranch. Let's see, what else do we have here? Injuries, 2 injuries, 1 fatality. Cause, under investigation. Under investigation. Resources and assets, cooperating counties, Potter Valley, Red Valley, Ukiah Fire, California Office of Emergency Services, California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations, California. As, by the way, they use prisoners for firefighters in firefighting and suppression. Now, by the way, I've worked with these crews before, just to tell you. I've worked with these crews that have come out of the prison systems, California Department of Corrections, and I want to tell you, they're first rate. These guys went out of jail. That's how they do that. And I want to tell you, they're first rate workers and on the dime. It's interesting when I, you know, obviously. But I just want to say that the rehabilitation can work. But what are they going to come out to? What kind of jobs are available in California for prisoners coming out of prison in Jerry Brown's California? I mean, they have to fight the issue that they're coming out of prison, but in Jerry Brown's California, that means back to prison for sure. I mean, if you really know people in the corrections business, they want these people to be corrected and rehabilitated. Now, we know that the ones that you can't, we get that. You get that when you're around them. And there's just not going to be jail. They're institutionalized, all that other stuff. But somebody who really wants the passion to get out, what are they going to get out to? They're stuck. Not only do they have the problem of having been in prison and that whole thing that follows you around, but they've got to find a job like everybody else. And they're being pushed out because why? Illegal foreign nationals are taking the jobs. So Lake County Sheriffs, Mendocino County Sheriffs, Colusa County, Glenn County Sheriffs, California Highway Patrol, Australia and New Zealand Fire Bureau of Land Management, Hopeland Fire, Lake Fire, PG&E, AT&T, California Conservation Corps, and additional agencies from throughout California and other states. So you have Australia and New Zealand on board. Total fire personnel, 3,483. Total fire engines, 225. Total fire crews, 64. Total helicopters, 33. Total dozers, 61. Total water tenders, 90. Cause? Under investigation. Let's go to another fire. How about we put in, let's see, let's go search again. And let's go to Car Fire, which is not too far from there, right? The Car Fire, Branch Fire, Soda Fire. Let's see, Branch Fire, Clouds of Los Padres National Forest. Don't they have Car Fire? Car, C-A-R-R. No, that's a distraction going on here. Ah! Show incidents and news releases. This ought to be interesting. No, we don't want to do that. Popped up correctly this time. And yes, I did put it in correctly. The Car Fire. Car Fire started July 23rd. Show details. Here we go. Let me give you some details on this. It says August 16th. Update. 7:43 a.m. An hour ago. It says date and time, July 23rd, 1:15 p.m. is when it started. Administrative Unit, Unified Command, Cal Fire, Shasta Attorney Unit, U.S. Forest Service, NPS, Whiskey Town, National Recreation Area. County, Shasta County, Trinity County. Location, Highway 299 and Car Powerhouse Road, Whiskey Town. Acres burned, 214,527 acres, 71% contained. Structures destroyed, 1,077 residences, 22 commercial structures, 500 outbuildings destroyed, 191 residences, 26 commercial structures, and 65 outbuildings damages. Evacuations, yeah, we got that. Road closure, see it red. We got the injuries, 3 firefighter fatalities. Cause, mechanical failure of a vehicle. No one's buying that one, but they have a cause there. Cooperating agencies, PG&E, Caltrans, Shasta County Sheriff, CHP, Redding Police Department, Shasta County Fire Department, Shasta County Public Works, Cal OES, that's the Office of Emergency Services that Jerry Brown runs and hides in underneath a desk and quivers. Bureau of Land Management, OCC, State Park, CDCR, Red Cross, Redding Electric, WAPA, California National Guard, Trinity OES, Trinity County Sheriff's Office, Sierra Pacific Industries, AT&T, Shasta County Probation Department, City of Redding Fire Department, Shasta County Marshal's Office. Total fire personnel, 3,831. Total fire engines, 245. Total fire crews, 81. Total helicopters, 12. Total dozers, 44. Total water tenders, 117. Incident management team, CAL FIRE, IMT, hashtag 1. Conditions, safety is a priority as firefighters continue to secure construction. Are we getting the drift here that this is a big deal? I mean, it's a big commercial deal. I mean, it's a big money going on here to pay all these people and, these agencies. I'm just giving you two fires. There's just several $1 billion wrapped up here. Let's go on. Oh, this is getting to be fun now. I shouldn't spend so much time, but I'll do one more. How about the soda fire? Carrizos Plains area, San Luis Obispo. Another part of New California. They're burning New California. That's really what's happening. Let's see. 100% contained. Awesome. Awesome. 21 acres. Big deal. Not a big deal. Good. Great. We got that one. We got that one knocked out. The branch fire. San Luis Obispo. How about the branch fire? 100% contained. Congratulations. It's an old fire. Only 500 acres. This was not a CAL FIRE incident. Okay, so that was something else. All right, but it wasn't CAL. They're saying it wasn't CAL FIRE. We were not involved, nor were we engaged with that one. Okay, I get you. Let's go to SoCal and see what happens down in SoCal. Because we know we have fires down there, right? Let's see. Orange County. Let's see if they got anything down. Millions of fires down here. The Sierra Fire. That was a long time ago. Any new ones? I guess they don't have any new ones down there. They're all from earlier this year. Oh, the Holy Gym Fire. Let's show details. Holy Gym Fire. It's the Holy Gym Fire. They call it the Holy Fire, but it's actually the Holy Gym Fire. 22,000 acres, 78% contained. No cause. We don't know what caused it. About $1 billion. Disaster capitalism, folks. We'll be right back. Jerry Brown style.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Says here, this one's in Moda. I've got my listeners have chimed in, texting me, that sort of thing. Anyway, the whole gym fire. There's no cause. They don't know. it's a fire. Just burn it up, baby. See, they won't call it the Holy Gem Fire, although the location is in the Holy Gem Tribuco Canyon. See, I grew up in that canyon, hunting, fishing. That's where I grew up there. I know it like the back of my hand. And they won't. The point is they're politically corrected, because Jim was an engine, like Engine Jim. And they don't want to say, oh, it's Holy Jim. And somebody's going to say, well, who's Holy Jim? Who is Jim? Well, he's an Indian. We don't want to talk about an Indian American. No Indian, Holy Jim. Wow. They're disparaging engines because they're calling them Engine Jim. Get it? We don't want to do that. So they call it the Holy Fire. Like there's some sort of holiness about a fire that's burning, right? That's for all my good friends out there who really understand what I just said. Okay, so anyway, crews will continue to secure the fire's edge. Now, what other things? Says total personnel, only 1,065 acres, 22,000, or 23,000 actually. Estimated containment Tuesday, August 21st. Short grass and brush. Those are the fuels involved. Weather concerns. A brief period of monsoonal moisture will return on Wednesday and Thursday, bringing higher humidities. There you go. This is because, remember, down south in Orange County, It says here, unknown cause. Date of origin was August 6th, approximately 1:30. Unknown cause. Okay, so the West is burning. I guess that was the main thrust of all this. And will continue to be the main thrust of all this. As long as I can make it the main thrust of what is going on in California and the destruction of New California. It just so happens, don't you find it odd? Actually, we had a meeting of a New California group last night. They didn't find it odd at all. They didn't. I mean, to a person, they said, oh, yeah, they're burning up New California. I wonder why. Send a message, maybe? No, I said, no, it's more than that. California is broke as a joke. They need the money. It's exactly what we were talking about in our grievance before 29 or 30. Grievance number 29. Go look it up. All this stuff is being done deliberately so that Jerry Brown can get cash flow for the depleted California treasury. That's what's happening. We called you out, Jerry. You did this in the Oroville Dam situation too, right? A dam that was made by your dad, Edmund G. Pat Brown, with way inferior materials, concrete, steel, that failed ultimately. It wasn't good to begin with. You and Nancy Pelosi's mafia friends, remember? Your family and Nancy Pelosi's mafia friends built the Oroville Dam on the cheap, I might add. Skimming off millions, back then in the 60s, 50s and 60s, millions of dollars. And now here you are governor again, and you've been skimming off billions. Billions of dollars that was destined to be to what? To fix the dam, maintain the dam. And you didn't do anything with that money to maintain it. Oh, no, you just stole it and put it someplace else into the hands of your debtors, I bet. That's the way you do business. Now you got a proposition out there, Prop 1. Oh, we're going to send that money. Oh, yeah, well, you sent $3 billion of it to where? Your friends, your environmentalist NGOs. Forgot that part. Forgot to tell people about that. But now you're going to build the site's reservoir. A reservoir in which you have to pump water uphill to hold it in a basin that's going to be very shallow. And most people who understand these things say that the water can't be used for anything good. Oh, no. It can be used for something really good. Really, I've lost my head. Because right now, out there in Stony Fort, where it's starting to burn, baby, burn, right? But right near the sites, creeping up towards, well, all around your ranch, I might add. Your ranch, which is just 6.5 small little miles from the sites reservoir, where all that water from the sites reservoir will go downhill. Oh, wow, gravity fed. Why? Because it's been pumped uphill to begin with. But downhill 6.5 miles sits the Brown Ranch. I'm shocked. By the way, this site's reservoir has been on the books since when? When it really came to light, President Eisenhower was president under his administration. I hate to give out the dirty little details here, but then there's another problem. Just 6.5 miles downstream. Oh, did I say down? Oh, yeah, through gravity. Oh, you can put pipes and things. It's just the Brown Ranch. It's just perfect. Especially if you're in need of water. Now, why would Jerry Brown need, I don't know, but he put 8 new water wells on the land with the California government's assistance, I might add. Remember, he had one of his people signed a complaint against him because he was using California resources to map out that area. Here's the gig, though. He put in eight new water wells. And why would he do such a thing? Why would he need so much water? Because the ranch sits on billions of dollars worth of frackable oil. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Great show today. Trump surrogate Tana Gertz on Agenda 21 Radio. Again, second time. Works with Donald Trump on the 2020 election. Worked with Donald Trump on the 2016 election and was invited back for a second. In fact, when we had her on the show, I think it was June 20th, the first time, she had just been asked to join Donald Trump. That Sunday, the Sunday before, had called her and said, can you join the team? And she said yes. She was on The Apprentice and did a great job there. And you can check out the whole thing on Agenda 21 Radio. We have the article about Tana. It's Tana like Montana. I got to remember that. So Tanya. It's not Tanya. I'm not even remotely close to that. Anyway, we got a lot of going on. I really do appreciate your listenership. And it's time to go, believe it or not. So you're going to come back to us tomorrow. Also, we got the podcast going on, so you'll be able to hear the Tana Gertz interview and what she said about Donald Trump and New California. New California, the state of the future. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future, New California. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.